And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Well, listen, fentanyl, and I'm not kidding when I talk about the fact that this is a crisis of the highest order. I mean, people are dying, and I don't mean like a little bit, like a lot. Like we've had literally 100,000 deaths attributed to the fentanyl crisis over the last, year and a half. And it is a calculated effort. And to hear Barry Mattson describe that, I mean, did you catch the part? Boomer, you heard him talk about it. Did you catch that part where he talked about the fact that they typically, that if someone dies of an overdose, it's in a part of town that the junkies, the addicts tend to gravitate to that part of town. Sometimes to drive up sales, they'll kill somebody or OD them on purpose to drive up sales.
That is crazy. I mean, what industry, I mean, obviously that industry, but what industry would ever do that?
Yeah, like the car manufacturers, they want somebody to buy, so they kill them off to bring attention to their product. I mean, what?
That blew my mind when I heard
that.
It's a sick
situation. It's a complete lack of regard for the sanctity of life.
Absolutely.
And it's also, by the way, it's wearing its way into the fabric of our society. I mean, have you ever looked at like for instance, if you put a grain of sand or three into the seat of your car and then didn't get it out and sat on it, it eventually becomes like sandpaper. It'll wear a hole in your leather seats, right? Well, that's what fentanyl's doing to our society. It's just wearing holes in our society right now.
Wow.
I mentioned it briefly, and I'll go back to it right now. Story yesterday, 2 days ago, I'm sorry, from WTVM, which is a local ABC affiliate down in Lee County. Fentanyl overdoses increased by 20% in Alabama over the past year. It says, concern over the increase in fentanyl-related deaths across the United States and our local communities continues to rise. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, drug overdose deaths increased by 20% in Alabama, 9.7% in Georgia. I'm not sure why we're higher. Anyway, according to the Drug Enforcement Administration, illegally manufactured fentanyl is coming into the U.S. through the Mexican borders. The situation is becoming more dangerous as drug dealers add fentanyl to various other drugs, making them deadly. It can cause you to stop breathing. It can sedate you to the point where you're no longer able to breathe, Dr. Wes Stubblesfield from the Department of Public Health said. It's a synthetic opioid. It can actually be prescribed for pain, apparently, but it's being used primarily now for recreational drug use. And here's exactly what Barry Mattson just said a minute ago. Just 2 milligrams of fentanyl is deadly. That's equivalent to a very few grains of salt. That's how little it takes to kill someone. Lee County Chief Investigator Captain Jimmy Taylor said a majority of the overdose deaths in Lee County are from a blue tablet that replicates a legit prescription pill. According to the DEA, fentanyl is a synthetic opioid that is 50 to 100 times stronger than morphine. Good gosh. 50 to 100 times more powerful than morphine. The DEA also released a warning about brightly colored fentanyl, which comes from drug traffickers who are deliberately trying to drive addiction by targeting young teens and adults by making it look attractive like a sweet tart. Anyway, Fox News has a story. Actually, it was actually an opinion piece written by Senator Marco Rubio. Came out a couple of days ago. Headline, fentanyl crisis means Biden must fix our southern border to save American lives. So listen, this border crisis is, yes, it's having an impact upon our systems. It's having an impact upon culture. I just had somebody text me a minute ago. Who was that texted me? And I apologize. I'm going to look back at the text screen and try to find it. It was JT from Lacey Springs. He just said, if my Google search is correct, since Biden has been in office, the U.S. population has grown 1% with undocumented aliens. Good point, JT. But here's the deal. The cross-border traffic is becoming more than just a strain on the system, more than just a mass migration event. It's becoming more than just a do they have COVID or not. It's becoming more than just a, you know, we don't know how to handle all the illegals that we've got. Where are they going to go? We're having to house them and feed them and whatever. No, it's becoming a death issue. And that sounds dramatic, but it's real. Fox News, this piece by Marco Rubio, he says, American democracy only works if we choose to respect the rule of law, said President Joe Biden just last week, as he accused half the nation of being anti-American authoritarians. Yeah, get me started on that. He said it's a sign of how out of touch this administration is with the lives of people who don't spend all day on Twitter. The greatest source of lawlessness in America is not Republicans, it's the southern border, where the president's failed policies are allowing drug dealers to feed the worst overdose crisis in our country's history. He says last year, here's the stat, last year more than 100,000 Americans died of drug overdoses, surpassing all previous records. Fentanyl is now the leading cause of death among adults aged 18 to 45. Can you imagine? The leading cause of death in adults ages 18 to 45. He says the most obvious instance of this trend is the pills of the rainbow fentanyl that the Sinaloa and Jalisco new generation cartels are smuggling across the border. Law enforcement officers have seized them in 18 states now. They said little children think they must be like candy, like Sweet Tarts or Skittles, and they're simply going to die from ingesting these pills. He points out, he says, when President Trump was in office, he met the overdose epidemic head on. He worked to secure the border. He restricted opioid prescriptions. He made the life-saving overdose antidote called naloxone more widely available. He started anti-drug abuse ad campaigns, and those efforts resulted in a overdose death that dropped in the years 27 through 18. And then fentanyl. And now Biden and the border. And it's so completely out of hand. It's State Representative Matt Simpson, who I'm going to get on the show one day soon to talk about this. Story on AL.com, dated 2 days ago. Representative Simpson is from down in the Eastern Shore area, I believe, Baldwin County, I think. He's from Daphne. Yeah, that's right, Eastern Shore. So State Representative Matt Simpson from Daphne is quoted in AL.com's article from September 12th saying, when you talk about these deaths and what's going on, we have to do something. So Simpson introduced legislation recently at a press conference with law enforcement from both Mobile and Baldwin County standing with him at the press conference, in which he says he wants to introduce mandatory sentencing guidelines to up the penalties for fentanyl trafficking. Just literally, this storyline came out September 12th. There were two fentanyl overdoses just the week before in that same area. A 26-year-old woman died in a fentanyl overdose. A 15-year-old Sims girl died 2 weeks prior to that when she was given fentanyl by her boyfriend. Under Simpson's legislation, it says mandatory minimum sentencing guidelines, which do not currently exist in Alabama for illicit fentanyl trafficking, would apply to the weight of drugs distributed in Alabama. He says similar laws are in effect in other states. But Simpson's proposal, if enacted, would impose some of the harshest in the nation. I'm good with that. And I guarantee you what's going to wind up happening. Some of the usual suspects, the Southern Poverty Law Center, Equal Justice Initiative, who else? The ACLU, Alabama Appleseed. They're all going to canvass upon the state capitol during the session when this bill is being talked about in judiciary. And they're going to say, oh, it's too harsh. You can't do this. You're hurting people. You're overcrowding our prison system. I got news. They're undercrowding our streets right now by people dying from this. Families' lives are being ruined by this. And they want to probably say, no, don't do it. Anyway, traffickers, if Simpson's bill passed, traffickers caught with more than 8 grams could face a life sentence. That'll probably get reduced. I'm sure it will. But it says Florida lawmakers have increased their minimum sentencing guidelines for trafficking fentanyl from 3 to 7 years for just 4 to 14 grams and from 15 to 20 years for 14 to 28 grams. I would not be surprised to see that we have something that kind of falls in line with that. But here's what law enforcement is saying. So Sheriff Huey Haas Mack, he's been a sheriff down in Baldwin County for a long time. Sheriff Mack says this is a community problem. It's not an addict problem. It's huge. He said, I thought cocaine and crack cocaine we saw in the 80s was the biggest challenge, but this is our biggest challenge, he says. Mobile County Sheriff Sam Cochran, he said, I believe this is by far the worst and most dangerous time I've seen in over 4 decades. It's so powerful. And that's when Sheriff Mack began to recount the number of overdoses. 25 in 2019, 55 in 2020, 74 in 2021. Simpson chimed in and said, of the 74 drug overdoses in 2021 just in Baldwin County, 81% of those were fentanyl. They also point out how dangerous this is for law enforcement. If you bust a drug lab, If you pull somebody over who is a trafficker and you get it on your skin, you can die. And that almost happened last year. I mean, it can be something that is transmissible through the epidermal layer, through the skin. And I remember this. Sheriff Mack talking about how one of his deputies was exposed during a traffic stop and nearly died. And that was a crazy story. I remember this. He says, we were fortunate that the officer who was backing him up was in drug enforcement, and she gave him Narcan. At that point, he had a slight convulsion, went into respiratory rest. A second dose of Narcan was given to him. He was transported to the hospital. It took 6 to 8 hours to make sure it was flushed out of his system. He almost died. Folks, that's what our people in law enforcement are facing every single day right now. And I got a little more. We'll cover this topic when I get back from the break. Boomer, let's go ahead and take the break. We'll talk about the fact that drug-related deaths have spiked 800%. That's where we are. Fentanyl. Coming from China, manufactured in Mexico, streaming across the southern border, made to look like candy for kids, killing people, 100,000 deaths last year alone. Wake up, folks. This is real. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. Playing little sticks there. Thank you very much. Listen, I'm going to wrap up this segment on fentanyl. This is an epidemic. I mean, you think about epidemic being a word that almost feels like it's been worn out in the last couple of years. But this is an epidemic. Story on CNN.com, dated November of last year, sort of tells the story. Do I want to get that one first? Let me do this. I'm gonna save that one for last. Here's one. WSFA out of Montgomery reminds me that in February of this year, the legislature did pass a bill that legalized what they call fentanyl test strips. It's basically a strip that it's designed, believe it or not, designed to allow drug users to test their drugs before they take them to see whether they have too much fentanyl in it. That's where we are, apparently. And that did pass. The governor did sign it into law. But there's, of course, the usual groups that don't want to deal with crime. They want to deal with trying to make it safer for addicts. Anyway, they were advocating for this. The legislature did pass it. But that is available in Alabama now, fentanyl test strips. Katie Britt, running for U.S. Senate here in Alabama as the Republican candidate, she took a swipe just yesterday against Vice President Harris. Vice President Harris was interviewed. This article reminds me from Yellowhammer. Yellowhammer, dated September 13th. Yellowhammer reminds us that just Sunday, I believe it was, Vice President Kamala Harris was doing an interview on CNN with Chuck Todd. And Chuck Todd asked her a bunch of questions with no follow-up, didn't want to press her on anything, apparently. And he asked her about the border. Is the border secure? Her response, the border is secure, said Harris. I mean, literally, is the border secure? The border's secure. No follow-up. Done. Move. Next topic. Taking exception, this article says, to the vice president's claim Tuesday, Alabama U.S. Senate nominee Katie Britt tweeted out that the number of illegal immigrants penetrating the southern border constitutes a crisis. And she went on to cite the Yellowhammer state, Alabama, continues to experience the lethal effects of fentanyl flooding the illicit drug market. Fentanyl-related overdose deaths in the state rose from 453 to 1,069 during the 2020-2021 timeframe, according to the Medical Association of Alabama. Fox 5 over in Atlanta. Fox 5 in Atlanta says that there has been an 800% spike in deaths in young people from fentanyl-laced drugs in the last year. That's a story dated yesterday. Alarming numbers, it says, were recently released from the state health department on the number of drug-related overdose. According to the new report, it says, in Fox 5, there was an 800% spike in deaths from fentanyl-laced drugs in young people. Can you imagine? I mean, when you look at this, and by the way, the story points out, doctors say that fentanyl is odorless and tasteless. You can't tell it's there. It can get on your skin and kill you. You can inhale it can kill you. You can taste it. It can kill you. It can be mixed in with things that look like something else. It can kill you. It only takes something the equivalent of a few grains of salt worth, and it can kill you. And yet it's mixed in everywhere. Boomer, tell my caller I may or may not be able to get to him here. Just one second, all right? I got to finish this up. But yeah, it's an insidious drug. It's a drug that is designed to kill. And at times you heard Barry Mattson earlier. I hope you heard his interview with the DA's Association. At times they know for a fact that because an overdose drives the addicts to that part of town because they hear about the overdose, they think there must be a stronger version over there, that part of town. Every once in a while they say that the studies are showing that the pushers, the traffickers, will actually OD someone intentionally in order to drive up their sales. They're making it look like candy for kids. CNN.com had a story from November of last year. And I got to look at this and go, if this is that big of a crisis and it's so, so obvious, why is the Biden administration not taking affirmative action? Why would they not? If you've got an 800% spike in overdose deaths related to fentanyl, you target fentanyl, you immediately reduce deaths. If you've got precursors coming in from China going to Mexico and being made and shipped across the southern border, you deal with China, you deal with Mexico, and oh, by the way, you close the border. It boggles my mind. Story on CNN.com from November of last year. Americans are overdosing on a drug they don't know they're taking. It goes on to say that enough fentanyl to kill 333 million people has been seized. That's the entire population of the United States. They've seized enough to kill every American just last year, said the Drug Enforcement Administration's Administrator Ann Milgram at a White House press briefing, calling the overdose epidemic in the U.S. a national crisis that knows no geographic boundaries, and it continues to get worse. Deadly fakes, it says in this article, that look like prescription pills. You heard Barry Mattson talk about this. Illegal drugs are often made to look like prescription pills available online, sold through. So, first of all, folks, listen, if you know somebody who needs their medication and they think it's cheaper to buy it online or from a friend or from a straw man purchaser or on the street corner, understand this. They're making them, in order to ship them, they're making them look like real prescriptions. They've got the presses. They've got the ability to do it. They make them look like something that's legal to get it across the border. And then they start selling it. And then some people sell it thinking it's the thing, or buy it thinking it's the thing they're supposed to have, but they're getting it through the unusual. Just get it from a pharmacy if you got a prescription, nowhere else, because the world is not a safe place. But whose drug is it? It's not just the addicts. Here's where I'll wrap it up. The story of CNN put it so poignantly. They said, who's dying? Well, there's a 28-year-old man in North California who died taking a fake pain pill that he thought was a fake pain pill that contained fentanyl. There's the 11-month-old baby left unsupervised in North Carolina who died from a fentanyl overdose. The mother and grandmother are facing charges. There's toddlers eating their parents' pill. A 15-month-old father charged in the overdose death in Southern California. A mother of a 1-year-old in Alabama has been arrested after the child overdosed on fentanyl. There's the family of a prisoner in Alabama who died of a fentanyl overdose and didn't find out until months later. There's the teenager outside Los Angeles who bought what he thought were prescription painkillers from a friend and died from fentanyl poisoning. There's a 25-year-old woman in Los Angeles who thought she was buying Percocet but died taking fake pills with fentanyl. And the stories, they say, are everywhere. 27-year-old man accused of selling fentanyl pills over Snapchat to a 32-year-old man who died. A 21-year-old woman who went by the Snapchat username Young Drug Addict was charged with second-degree murder. Well, folks, that was a sobering hour. But be alert, be aware, it's out there, and we've got to deal with it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.